Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Very rarely do we have a guest on who gets Get Up and ESPN national television out of the way so they can join our radio program.
Get out of here, Greenberg.
Hey, what are you doing, Mike?
I got to go on in Portland.
But that's what he's doing. Josh Pate, Pate State University, every Thursday at around 7:40. Josh Pate College Football Show. You can check out his Tuesday episode in which he previews the Oregon-Penn State game.
Yes, he did.
And you can catch out the new episode that'll come out this evening. At Josh Pate, CFB, the commissioner of the sport, the unofficial but almost maybe the official commissioner of college football. Good morning, Pate State University. Hope the breakfast bowl was great. I want to start with this. We all know that James Franklin is terrible in these big games and nobody trusts him and the record and all that stuff. You addressed that as well on your Tuesday show. I just want to get your thoughts because me and my co-host have been debating this a little bit. Of the pressure of teams like Oregon who go into this, and it's Franklin, Penn State, the pressure on Oregon and Dan Lanning in a big game going on the road.
Okay, well, I just dropped my phone beneath the couch cushion, so that explains the delay. look, I'm going to say what Dan Lanning does not have the stones to say, and that is there is almost no pressure on Oregon here. Don't let anyone up there fool you. They are free. They are loose. And they are going into a place where, as you know, I've trademarked the term pucker meter. The pucker meter is on about 13.5 on a 1 to 10 scale in State College, Pennsylvania, and the surrounding areas, because it does something to you when game week gets here for a game that you've looked forward to for 8 months. And that's what they've looked forward to. And they went to the portal and they got wide receivers and you got Drew Aller like 17 years in, and you went and got Jim Knowles, who faced Oregon twice last year to plug in a defensive coordinator, and you got the bye week, and Oregon's got to travel 19,000 miles. That only matters if you win. If you lose and you had all those edges, can you imagine what they say about an already beleaguered James Franklin? Whereas if Dan Lanning and them go lose this, they're not going to get blown out. I mean, Penn State either loses or wins by 1 point. That's just the way their program is. So if Dan Lanning and them lose, who cares? Ohio State lost last year in Eugene? And I don't remember how the season ended for them. Someone can correct it. I don't remember how that went. But point being, it's not the end of the world. Now, this is not going to be echoed inside the building there, of course. But I think they know, man, we can go play loose. It's almost like you hope your team's too ignorant to even know how big the stakes are.
Yeah, it's an interesting way to think about it. I am curious, too, because I know you ended up picking Penn State on the show. What are one or two of the matchups that you look at that might end up deciding it? Your great point on the rushing yards, like Penn State ran the ball for 297 yards on Oregon in the Big Ten title game, and it didn't matter. So that might not end up being the number that we all make it out to be. What are the matchups and the metrics that you're most looking forward to deciding this game?
Look, I've never said this before, and I may be dumb saying it now about Penn State. I feel dumb. It's going to come out of my mouth. It's going to be dumb. Just don't laugh. Please mute yourself if you laugh. I'm looking forward to the Penn State wide receivers against Oregon's DBs. I told you it's bad. I told you it was bad. It's not easy to stand in the paint with points like these, I promise you. So they've been terrible throwing the ball so far this year. And if Penn State is what they've been so far, we are wasting our time because Oregon's going to win that thing unless they turn the ball over 4 times. I have got to believe there's something in the tank, passing game-wise, that Penn State hasn't shown. They didn't. I went and watched them practice in fall camp, and their passing game, just good on good. Their passing game, their receivers won 50-50 balls. They went up and got the ball. They fought. They got separation when they needed to. And then that's nothing like what we've seen weeks 1, 2, and 3 from them so far. And the accuracy is not even there for Aller. So if that's like status quo for them, they're done. They're cooked. But if it's not, I really look forward to seeing these wide receivers do what they've been paid to do. You talk about them like it's an NFL game. This is why you went and got them via free agency. And these are the couple of matchups, this being one of them, that you went and got those guys for. Do you trust them, or did you go get them just to put their names in the preview magazine but not actually use them? It's not going to be easy. Like, if you're waiting for the easy matchups, they don't come in games like these. You go get guys that give you a shot in fist fights, and that's exactly what their receivers versus Oregon's DBs should be. I'm looking forward to that, and then I'm looking forward to whether or not Aller can put the ball where it needs to be. Just, I mean, the vertical passing game in general, them trusting him on that, and if it's not there, and even if it is there, the other thing that I think is, I think we may see some guys other than Drew Aller take snaps in this game. I put the over-under at 5.5. I think they got to get creative, play-calling-wise, game-plan-wise. I think you got to incorporate some things that maybe you haven't shown this year, and I think they will.
I have a X's and O's question to ask you, but I got to first ask, you announced that you were be taking the tour to Georgia, Alabama, and I just, look, I get it. It's a massive game. I'm as interested in that one as all the other big games this weekend, but I talk about a missed, you are white t-shirt Pate, and we have a whiteout game with an actually great opponent instead of, you know, middle of the road in Minnesota. They finally get one of these and you don't go to it. I just, controversial decision by you when you rock the tee every show.
Hey, you love me too much. You put on kid gloves with that whole layout of mild criticism. Trust me when I say the fine people at Penn State and Oregon took the kid gloves off when I made that announcement. Yeah. And they hit me up. And frankly, some people who should be more worried about game planning than my destination on Saturday even hit me up. So here was the thing. I have a much better shot, I think, of seeing Oregon and Penn State later in the year, respectively. Whereas I can't guarantee that the SEC doesn't just devour itself. So I've got to make sure I hit these big matchups early. Also, let's not overlook I'm beginning my day in Champaign, Illinois. Like, hello, where's the rest of the country supporting the Big Ten brand? I'll be there. Apparently, allegedly, Fox will be there. I don't even know if they're still showing up after last week's splattering. But I gotta look at Oregon-USC later in the year. I got to look at Penn State-Ohio State later in the year. I've got to assume, hey, these teams are going to be in the playoff picture. I don't know. Everyone may lose four games in the SEC. It could be a bloodbath, so I got to get them while I can.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Look, you've blown up. You've done an exceptional job. There is a Pate State Trojan man right there lingering for that Illinois game that you could really lean into. Okay, let me ask you an X's and O's based question then. Jim Knowles is interesting, is he not? Like, the last time he saw Oregon, it went rather well for him. This was a big get for them. I'm just curious your thoughts of that rematch itself, given what we saw the last time he went against them.
Yeah, I think it matters. I just don't know to what extent it matters. This is how I handle all X's and O's questions, by the way. So I think that I asked a lot of people, you know, coaching types, hey, what does that mean? And they just word saladed me. And I don't want word salad. I wanted the main course. I've really not gotten a tangible impact. Hey, watch this matchup because that guy's there. I do think it's really interesting. The further in the weeds you get in Ohio State message board culture, the further you get convinced that the first matchup he had at Ohio State against Oregon last year was done his way. And then in no uncertain terms, it was disseminated to him, no, we're doing it a different way moving forward. And there's a lot of credence to the theory that may have played a role in the second time around. All right, well, you could believe one of two things. You could believe Jim Knowles learned a valuable lesson there and he'll apply that moving forward. Or you can think Jim Knowles was low-key very bitter about being told what to do. That's why he left Ohio State, and by the way, it is. And he will revert right back to doing it the way he did in game one because he thinks if they execute his plan, the game one plan works. If I'm Oregon, I am rooting for the latter and not the former. You got home field at your back in this one, which you didn't have any of those other two matchups. I say all that to say, and this is as professionally as I can put it, I have no real clue.
Yeah, I have seen that message board stuff from Ohio State, which it is interesting that it comes out this week. Maybe he didn't have that much to do with the defense in the Rose Bowl, and we'll see how Oregon does on Saturday. And we'll obviously talk to you next Thursday, and it will be a big takeaway. But I'm just curious, like, for now, if I ask you, if Oregon wins on Saturday night, what's the takeaway on them?
So let's assume it was a competitive game.
Yeah.
To me, I'd look at it, and I would say, I've got to assume they're the worst they'll be right now, barring injury. So if because they'll get better because there are a lot of new parts on this team. They are the antithesis of Penn State. Penn State is a proven commodity. Oregon is not. But that means Oregon could also have bigger upside. So if they go win on Saturday, that's why I feel like they're playing with house money, because even if they lose, this is what I would say. But if they win, I'll say, wow, they won already, and they're probably not close to what they will end up becoming. I think they probably announced themselves to the general college football fan as a national championship team. Everyone says a playoff contender. Well, I mean, everyone's playoff contender, 12 teams. But they could be a national title contender. I think they already are. And I don't care if they lose Saturday. They're still a national title contender to me. But it would go from me being comfortable just hanging out over here with a few people to everybody crowds in the elevator, and then we're in the back saying to each other, weren't we here first? And the answer is yes, we were. They're very uncouth. The Johnny-come-lately types, the casual types, they're very uncouth. They come in, they yell louder, and then they pretend like they've been there the whole time.
Yeah. Josh Pate, the Commissioner of College Football, Josh Pate College Football Show, Sunday, Tuesday, Thursday. So a new episode dropping tonight. He's getting ready for a big weekend of college football. Give him a follow on social media, at Josh Pate, CFB, and follow him on Instagram, too. He's great on IG, gives you all the behind-the-scenes access, the private jets, the autographs, the screaming ladies, you name it. He gives it to you. Friday Night Lines, Ramen Noodle Express goes on this week. I don't know if you can come up with one, but a college football coach, a major college football coach, having his daughter infiltrate the enemy linebacker and announce a relationship could set up to be an all-time 30 for 30 if that relationship ends after Lane Kiffin beats LSU this weekend. Your thoughts on the love affair entering into a big football game?
Did we lose him?
No.
No.
Are my headphones broken?
I think we lost him.
He dropped his phone. Sorry to the couch.
That. No, I just did a practice run.
Okay.
See, I had my sink on, and I wanted to spare you that sound, and I actually spared you all sound.
I was going to say, I was like, oh, my God, he hated that question. He hung up on us.
All right, this sounded good the first time, so it's probably going to crash and burn the second time. But what I think is, yeah, it's going to crash and burn. I can't believe Kiffin didn't think to do this before. Everyone is shocked that this is happening, and I'm thinking to myself, how did it take this long for him to figure this out?
Yeah.
You know good and well, this thing's not getting off the runway, okay? She is done with him. She is donezo about a week and a half from now. Amicably, of course,
yes.
No matter who wins, amicably. But I just think that there are some guys who attract this type of headline, and Lane Kiffin is that guy. I would, however, strongly encourage you guys, if you haven't seen it, and the company's not paying me anything to say this, although they should, but if you haven't watched that Lane Kiffin documentary, you're going to go into it thinking, oh, this will be good for a few laughs, and then you're going to come out of it saying, why are my eyes watery? It's kind of like the Adam Sandler movie Click. It was supposed to be a nice, fun movie.
Oh, it's a great ball. Rated sad movie.
It got me.
It got me, too.
Like a rubber band to the face. Yeah. So, yeah, that documentary is good.
I'm looking forward to the show tonight. I know you'll get to your upset meters. I'm just like, where you got Washington hosting Ohio State, single-digit point spread, USC on the road at Illinois after they got shoved in a locker, Indiana, Iowa. Where is the biggest upset alert for you this weekend?
Well, I mean, let's also remember Auburn has to go right back on the road to Texas A&M.
Yeah.
Let's remember that. Let's remember also Friday night, It looks like a typo. It looks like a point spread on the metric system. It's like there's some catch to it. Florida State is under a touchdown favorite on the road at Virginia. Like, what are we even doing there? So I know enough to know not to touch that thing, but I can't. In what world
makes no
sense. Virginia upset the FSU? I guess the ACC. I guess that's the world.
We'll get you out of here, Pate. I just want to ask you very quickly. You said it's like a rubber band to the face. Lanning has some of these once in a while. Is something about the South and that area that just lends you guys to come up with hilarious use, like analogies for situations? You guys write these down? Where do these come from?
I don't know what it is. The answer is unequivocally yes. It's a Southern thing. When I was doing talk radio, when I first cut my teeth in media, there was a high school coach named Chip Siegel from Lochapoca High School and then Lynette in Alabama. And he's just been around forever. He's an offensive line coach. He's just but he knew every one of these little phrases and axioms. Some of us know some of them. He knew all of them. And he would call in, and he was never trying to be funny with them. Almost like when you laughed, he would look and say, why are people laughing? I don't get it. That's just how I talk. And I remember thinking, in order for me to fit in down here, even though I grew up here, I've got to become more like that guy. Mm. And apparently I wasn't the only one with that strategy.
All right, Chip Siegel, Josh Pate, you name it, he is it. Josh Pate College Football Show, new episode tonight. You're all going to catch it anyway. Subscribe. It's free. Keeps the show free for everybody out there on Twitter, at Josh Pate CFB. You see him across all media platforms. He joins us every Thursday at 7:40. Safe travels, my man. Enjoy all the football, and we'll have a lot to talk about with you next week.
All right, guys. See you next week.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Fee and fees apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.